So you're going to help me. Whenever I give you the microphone, Kayla, you say, Shadrach.
Maya.
Shadrach.
Who wants to say Meshach?
Meshach.
And Abednego.
Abednego.
Okay, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the three guys. Now, they weren't living in their homeland. They'd been taken prisoner to another land. And in this land, they did not worship God. And their king was named Nebuchadnezzar. Can you say Nebuchadnezzar?
Nebuchadnezzar.
That's right. That's what his cousins called him. And so the three Hebrew boys,
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego,
they were living here and they were trying to worship God. Well, one day King
Nebuchadnezzar.
We'll just call him King Nebu. King Nebu decides, okay, I want everybody to worship me, and so I'm going to build this huge statue. Can you show me how high you think it was? It was higher than that. Higher than that! If you all piled up together, it was still higher than that. It was so high that you would have got a crick in your neck if you had to look up at it. So he built this tall statue, and the king said, when you hear the trumpets, everybody has to bow down. Can we practice bowing? Well, the three Hebrew boys,
Shadrach, Meshach,
and Abednego.
It's just Abednego.
Okay, Abednego, whatever.
They couldn't bow down to this big statue because they only worship God, Jehovah. And so they said, what are we going to do? And the king,
I forgot. Never.
King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, if you don't worship me, we're going to throw you in the fire. Can you all gasp? Yes. So it came time that day, and everybody gathered, and you're going to be all the people of Babylon, all right? And when the trumpets sound, you are all to bow, except I want the three Hebrew boys and girls to stand. Stand up. No, that was, there he is, Abednego. So when the trumpet sounded, no, you don't bow. Everyone else, there you go. They all bowed, and these three just kept standing there. King
Nebu.
King Nebu was furious. He said, what are you doing standing? And they said, well, because we worship God. Can you say we worship God?
Worship God.
Worship God. He said, like the Queen from Alice in Wonderland, off with the heads. And so he said, I want to build a big fire. Can you guys throw some wood into the fire? Come on, throw a lot of wood in the fire. He said, I want you to make it so hot, we're going to make it 7 times hotter. So they threw more wood in the fire. How big do you think the flames were? Humongous. The flames were so big. In fact, it was like what?
It's totally done growing up in a kid.
It was like when your mom makes roast beef. And so they made this they made this huge fire, and they took them and they put strings all around them and tied them up, and the fire was so hot that when the soldiers threw them in the fire, the soldiers died, Maya. The fire was so hot. So they threw
Shadrach, Meshach,
Abednego in the fire. And then King Nebu, he's like, so glad I'm done with them. But then all of a sudden he looked in the fire and he saw 1, 2, 3, but not only 3 people were walking around in the fire. He said, I see 3 of those guys walking around in the midst of the fire and a 4th one that looks like the Son of Man. What are they doing? Bring them out quickly. So they let them come out, and out came Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. And the Bible says, not only did they not die in the fire, they didn't even smell like smoke. King Nebuchadnezzar was so impressed, he said, your God is the true God. And we find out in our lives that sometimes, you can sit down now, that even though God doesn't always stop us from going into the fire or the hard times, he always protects us in them. Grab somebody's hand. You can hold mine too. It's really big. You don't have to though. God, we do thank you today that we can always trust you with our lives. And most of us have lived long enough to be in the fire at times in our life, in our relationships, in our careers, in our health. And yet we've always found that you were there walking with us. Thank you for your protection and your guidance. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all the kids said, Amen.
Amen.